Chapter 7 Computer Virus Dialogue 1 Do you have virus protection software on your PC?
No, I'm always installing new software and getting rid of old programs. Virus protection software usually makes that more of a hassle.
But what will you do if you get a virus?
I guess I'll just reformat my hard drive and start over.
Dialogue 2. Computer prices are really coming down.
Not for me, they are not.
What do you mean?
I mean, my wife has discovered how to shop on the web.
Dialogue 3. This is a mouse. With the mouse, we can move the cursor very quickly. Look at the screen. See the little line that blinks? That's the cursor. You can begin to type there.
But I don't want to tap there.
Then move the cursor. Watch, I'll hold the mouse in my hand. Now, I'll move it across the table. See the cursor move? Dialogue 4. I tried to copy a letter to another disk. But I pressed the wrong key. I erased my most important letter.
That's all right. We always have a backup copy.
I don't know. I deleted the backup, too.
Well, we still have a hard copy. It's in the file cabinet.
Passage. Computer virus. Professional terms. Employee.
Employee.
Essential.
Essential.
Favorite.
Favorite.
Hire.
Hire.
Integrity.
Integrity.
Intentionally.
Intentionally.
Intervention.
Intervention.
Motive.
Motive.
Pervasiveness.
Pervasiveness.
Replicate.
Replicate.
Subsequently.
Subsequently.
Subtly.
Subtly.
Unaffected.
Unaffected.
Uninfected.
Uninfected.
Virus.
Virus.
Whatever.
Whatever.
What is a computer virus? A computer virus is one kind of threat to the security and integrity of computer systems. Like other threats, a computer virus can cause the loss or alteration of programs or data. Unlike many other threats, a computer virus can be spread from program to program and from system to system, without direct human intervention. Notes. He was covered with snow from head to foot. He stuck to his post from beginning to end. The essential component of a virus is a set of instructions which, when executed, spreads itself to other previously unaffected programs or files. First, it copies itself into previously uninfected programs or files. Second, perhaps after a specific number of executions or on a specific date, it executes whatever other instructions the virus author included in it. Depending on the motives of the virus author, these instructions can do anything at all, including displaying a message, erasing files, or subtly altering stored data. In some cases, a virus may contain no intentionally harmful or disruptive instructions at all. Instead, it may cause damage by replicating itself and taking up scarce resources such as disk space, CPU time, or network connections. Let us now examine a particular sequence of events by which a virus could enter an organization and spread within it. Suppose that the organization hires an outside person to come in and perform some work. Part of that person's work involves working on one of the organization's personal computers. The person brings in a few programs to aid in this work, such as a favorite text editor. Without the person having realized it, the text editor may be infected with a virus. Notes. Using that editor on one of the organization's machines causes the virus to spread from the editor to one of the programs stored on the organization's machine, perhaps to a spreadsheet program. When an employee uses that spreadsheet subsequently, the virus can be spread to another program, perhaps to a directory listing program that the employee keeps on the same floppy disk as the spreadsheet data files. The listing program is then infected, and the infection can be spread to other computers to which this floppy disk is taken. If the employee's computer is connected to the organization's network, the employee may send the listing program to another user over the network. In either case, the virus can spread to more users and more machines via floppy disks or networks. Each copy of the virus can make multiple copies of itself and can infect any program to which it has access. As a result, the virus may be able to spread throughout the organization in a relatively short time. Each of the infected programs in each of the infected machines can execute whatever other instructions the virus author intended. If these instructions are harmful or disruptive, the pervasiveness of the virus may cause widespread harm. Traditional security measures have attempted to limit the number of security incidents to an acceptable level. A single incident of lost files in a year may be an acceptable loss, for instance. While this is important, it only addresses able to spread throughout an organization. That damage that it could cause may be much greater than what could be caused by any individual computer user. Limiting the number of initial vital infections of an organization is important, but it is often not feasible to prevent them entirely. As a result, it is important to be able to deal with them when they occur and to take actions to erase them. Chapter 8, Computer Language. Dialogue 1. How do you pay for your ISP service?
I pay for 20 hours at a time. When that is almost gone, I pay for some more.
Where do you have to go to pay?
Oh, I just deposit the money in a postal account, so I can do it from any post office.
Dialogue 2. I think I need to find a new ISP.
Are your download times too slow with your present provider?
The download times are okay, but I'm spending too much money for my internet connection.
Maybe your ISP has some cheaper operations you could check on.
Dialogue 3. How much time do you spend online every month?
I pay for unlimited access, so I don't keep very close track of my hours. How about you?
Right now, I'm using about 12 hours every month. Dialogue 4. I keep getting a printer error every time I try to print this picture. Do you know what the problem is?
The problem is your printer.
Oh.
What I mean is that you are using a dot matrix printer.
Right.
It's not capable of printing complex graphics files.
So, if I want to print this file, I have to get a new printer.
I'm afraid so.
Passage. Computer. Language. Professional. Terms. Symbolic.
Symbolic.
Interactive.
Interactive.
Permit.
Permit.
Interpreter.
Interpreter.
Numerical.
Numerical.
Moderate.
Moderate.
Originally.
Originally.
Loosely.
Loosely.
Subscript.
Subscript.
Protect.
Protect.
Operand.
Operand.
Variable.
Variable.
Subroutine.
Subroutine.
A logarithmic.
A logarithmic.
Commercial.
Commercial.
Basic, beginner's all-purpose symbolic instruction code, is a popular interactive language that has widespread appeal because it is easy to use. An interactive language permits direct communication between user and computer system during the preparation and use of programs. A problem solver with little or no knowledge of computers or programming can learn to write basic programs at a remote terminal or microcomputer keyboard in a short period of time. Notes. A problem solver with little or no knowledge of computers or programming can learn to write basic programs at a remote terminal or microcomputer keyboard in a short period of time. It is also easy to insert changes and additions into a basic program. Basic is now by far the most popular high-level language used in microcomputer systems. Interpreters are generally used in microcomputer systems to translate basic instructions into machine language code. Fortran, Formula Translator, is a popular language for mathematic and scientific computation. Its numerical abilities are strong, particularly its ability to handle complex numbers. Although it is weak in handling character strings, it is of moderate difficulty to learn and use. BASIC is widely used in today's microcomputer systems. BASIC was originally designed as a teaching language loosely based on Fortran and is simple to learn. However, its capabilities are limited compared to most other high-level languages. The higher language is go by different names. Fortran, Formula Translation, was the first. And now we also have ALGO, a logarithmic language. BASIC, Beginner's All-Purpose Symbolic Instruction Code. COBOL, Common Business Oriented Language. LISP, List Processing. Pascal, and Ada, named after Ada Lovelace, Charles Babbage's assistant. Each has been designed to meet a particular purpose. Fortran, Pascal, Algol, and BASIC are mathematically oriented. COBOL is used for commercial purposes.